Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Today's show is another interview session, and I'd like to welcome to the show today Ms. Novata York, entrepreneur, author, and I might add, movie star.
Hey, now.
And I added movie star in jest, but you have appeared on television, and we'll talk about that a little later.
Okay.
But in addition to that, tell us about your other business-related ventures.
Okay, I can start out with my my authoring. Does that sound good? Okay, yeah. So I have two books, Caught Up and Mahogany's Revelation. Actually, I have four books. And the other one is called Journey to Salvation. And that is a workbook more so, where people who are looking to find questions in regards to salvation. And then my latest one I did, it's called Where is Boaz? I'm Tired of Kissing Frogs Too. And that's the story of Ruth and Boaz in the Bible. So it's a little tongue-in-cheek story for the single women out there waiting for their quote-unquote Boaz. But it was just something fun to do.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so let's go into a little bit more detail as far as your being an author, at least. And I'd like to know, how did you get started as an author?
Well, I've always wanted to write. And so growing up, you know, you have all these stories in your head and you're just figuring out how to get them out of your brain. And so I find that it's a common story with a lot of authors. And so I just decided that I'm just going to, you know, write my book. And that's what I did. I did self-publishing. So I let people know, even though you don't have like an official publisher, things like that, I mean, self-publishing is great because, you know, everyone has a story. So just go ahead and get it out there and just share it with the world. So I did that, and then I got to be on Essence Magazine's bestsellers list with my first novel, Caught Up. And then I did a sequel to that, which is Mahogany's Revelation, with the character Mahogany. And then the last two, Journey to Salvation and Where's Boaz?
Okay, I don't know if you have a preference or not. As you know, I'm an author as well, and my latest work is always what I think about the most, at least. And but do you have a highlight that you can point to where you were just so excited about what you did in terms of your writing career?
My writing career. Okay, because I feel like writing career is just never finished, because I always feel like there's just something more out there that I can be doing. And so the highlight for me was when I made the Essence Magazine list, but I'm always trying to constantly grow. And I love hearing feedback from the readers. So that's another highlight for me, when they come back and they are so vested with the characters that is what I wanted them to be, you know. So that makes me feel good about my gift and how I'm using it, because I want people to feel like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen with these characters? And so I still get that feedback sometimes.
Well, it's kind of interesting, your first two books, and they seem to be different. One is related to spirituality, the way I think it is, and you can tell me if it's wrong, Journey to Salvation, is that correct?
Yes, that's the workbook.
And also the one that you wrote, I guess, was this your second book, Who is Boaz?
Oh, yeah, Where is Boaz?
Where is Boaz?
I'm Tired of Kissing Frogs, too.
Okay.
So, they're completely different, because, you know, like you said, you like to write about things that are top of mind that you just want to write about. So the first two, they're definitely fiction books, you know, fiction novels. And then the workbook is, as described, a workbook. And then the Where is Boaz? I mean, that's just, I can't describe it. It's like for single women, and it's more so like a pamphlet, and it has Bible scriptures in it. It's highlighting the things that Ruth did that caught Boaz's eye, and for them to have a, you know, successful marriage. So I do a lot of different things just depending what's on my heart.
Well, what that would do would be to encourage people to read the Bible, at least that portion of the Bible.
Exactly.
And perhaps they might be energized to go further than that particular story.
So. Exactly, because some people, they don't know who Ruth and Boaz are. Like, who's that? But all my girlfriends, we all know who Ruth and Boaz is. And so when they want to know more, they, like you're right, they're going to the Bible and they find out, how does this story impact so many women today? What's special about it? So at least that, I agree with you. At least it's getting them to go to the Word.
Well, let me ask you another question relating to your authorship. And that is, what tips can you give those out there who would like to become an author? And just how hard is it?
Well, I say the main tip I would give is to stick with it and don't stop, because I think the hardest part for most writers is finding the motivation to continue. So the hardest part could be writing the first sentence, but I encourage everyone just to write at least once a day if they're working on a book, because that will still motivate you and you're moving towards your goal of actually having a book. So you just have to don't stop and keep going, and it will happen.
I don't know if this is the case with you when you write, but in my case, sometimes when I don't necessarily want to write, I don't feel like writing all the time, but I know that's what I do now being an author. And mm-hmm. so I realize that sometimes I have to sit down, whether I want to or not, and right. begin to write something. But yeah. the times when I do that, material seems to just come through my mind,
exactly.
and I end up writing 5, 6, 7, 8 pages of material.
Wow.
When at times when I didn't necessarily feel like writing yeah. that much material. Is
right.
that the case with you?
Now, I'm not as awesome as you are just to be able to sit down and write 7 or 8 pages when I don't feel like writing. My struggle seems to be I just have so much stuff going on in my mind. And so even when I do have time to write and I sit down to do it, it's just like I overthink things. And so I do write some things, but not a 7 or 8 page. But I tend to overthink the plot line, which hinders the free process of just being able to write. So maybe one day when I grow up, I can be like you.
That's definitely flattering, but yeah. it's difficult. It's work. So any success I've had has been because of hard work, mm-hmm. not necessarily because I'm so talented. And that's what I tell people who aspire to become an author or professional writer. It's not so much that you don't have the talent. It's a matter of having these other qualities that lead you to act mm-hmm. on your passion or desire. And there
right.
are a lot of people, at least some people that I know, have a passion to write. They want to write. And they're impressed with authors like yourself and like me.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they don't find whatever it takes to get them started.
Right. So like the scripture says, you know, faith without works is dead. So you have to put in the work if you want your dreams to come true. And so I think if people key in on that, just doing something, anything in regards to the writing, they'll be, you know, as successful as, you know, you are in regards to your books and things like that.
Well, you're very successful as well. So.
not like you, Dr. Porter. You be doing stuff.
Well, anyway, once you start writing, though, you really have to keep it up. And I'll just mention this before we go on a break. If someone that you know has decided to start writing and they, in fact, are able to put things together on a page, on a computer, mm-hmm. then, and you may have touched on this earlier, how do you encourage them or make them see the strategies that they can use to continue writing, not 3 or 4 pages, as I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
but to write most books or a lot of books are like 30, 40 pages or even 100 pages, 150 pages. So what do you tell them to encourage them to continue to write?
Well, one thing I do tell people to encourage them to continue to write is like, God gave you a gift and you have a story to put out. If you have it on your heart to do it, he'll just use someone else to get that message out, because obviously you're not, you know, moving forward with what he's giving you to do. So that's one thing I tell people. And the other thing I tell them to try to encourage them is just to not give up, because I think some people are just so distracted by the cares of life. And so I also say, if you don't make time for you, who will? You know, this is your dream, your passion. So you have to follow through with it. And if you don't, you don't want to regret it looking back and saying, shoulda, coulda, woulda. So those are two things I try to say. You know, someone else is going to do it when you have the opportunity to do it, or, you know, you're just going to regret not executing the plan that was already in your heart.
I agree with that. And you don't want to live a life of regrets, what you could have done when the opportunity presented itself, you could have, but didn't for whatever reason.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And those whatever reasons get in the way. Yeah. You have to look at them as obstacles and just knock them down, because the whatever reasons, you know, those are deterrents from your dream.
Okay. Well, Nevada, in addition to you being an author, you as well as myself are part of the Every.Black networking group where we have radio shows. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your show.
Okay, I have a show. I'll let the audience know. I used to have two shows. It was called Authoring Tips with Nevada York. And so I'm sure you can probably go out there and still listen to some interviews I did with some authors like yourself. But I no longer do that one. But my current one that I'm doing that's my passion is called Restaurant Magic. So it's myself and my co-host Sweetly. We go and interview restaurant owners throughout North America. You know, some of them are virtually, some we have the opportunity to go in person. We got the chance to go to Vermont on a sponsored trip, and that was so cool. But we love just going in directly and speaking with caterers, restaurant owners, chefs, sous chefs, farmers, catering managers. We just like to be connected with anything associated with food because we're true foodies. We love to eat.
Well, you mentioned that at one of our meetings, and we do belong to the same networking group, as I mentioned. And you indicated that it must have been very exciting for you to for you and Whitney to go there.
Yeah, to the Clemens Family Farm in Vermont. So, yeah, so that was really nice because it's one of the last remaining Black-owned farms in North America. And so we had the chance to meet with Miss Lydia Clemens and her parents, and they gave us the opportunity to tour the farm and tour beautiful Vermont. I had never been there before. So this experience that we're having with Every.Black, I think Wheatley and I were just true fans of it, and we just, you know, so happy to be a part of it.
Well, that's great. That's great. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and when we come back, I want you to talk about your experience on TV and what your prospects are as far as this medium. And so we'll be back in just a moment with Nevada. Welcome back. Nevada, you told me about what you're doing on television, but I understand that one of your books might end up on TV as well. So tell us about that.
Yes, yes. That is what I've been working on for years. And it just seems like I just got to keep going. Sometimes doors open and things don't happen the way I want them to be. And I just look at that as maybe the people connected to the project weren't the ones meant to be a part of it. But yes, I am currently working. I had someone recently read my script, Mahogany's Revelation. And I pitched it to a few movie studios who have expressed interest, but I'm just in the period right now of tweaking some things that they recommended. So that is one of my dreams and passion that I am hoping to manifest really soon.
Well, great. And so maybe in the not too distant future, we will be able to call you a movie star.
Hey, I love it. Say it again, Dr. Porter, and, movie star.
great. Is there anything else you want to add to what you've already said as far as your business ventures are concerned? I think we've covered.
Oh, yeah. My last business venture, if we didn't mention, was the TeamJesusClothing.com line that I have. It's like T-shirts that are biblically inspired, and they're just some cool designs that I have. So that's another thing that I do, TeamJesusClothing.com. And I've been having fun with it.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, Nevada, I want everyone to know that you'll be returning to the show next week to talk about what has led you to become so successful in business, including your personal life, as well as family life and your spiritual foundation. So we look forward to that. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your business ventures that we've talked about? And all of them seem so special, and you seem to be so excited about each one of the things that you talked about today. So do you have anything else on the horizon that you haven't told anybody about?
On the horizon, there's always something that I'm working on. But like you said, being an author, doing movie scripts, got my TeamJesusClothing.com website going. I am currently working on another book. And this book, I don't know if I'm going to publish it up under mine of Battle York pen name, but it's a fictional story, and I'm always intrigued about the, I guess you can say, the battle between the spiritual and the physical realm, and what we know that happens, you know, in the world. I don't know if many people are familiar with that concept. What do you think about that? The like the spiritual realm and the physical realm, and what happens, you know.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what we're going to be getting into next week, and we don't want to put too much out there.
Look at me, hopping ahead, as always.
But yeah, this obviously, the spiritual aspect, I talked about your foundational life, and the spirit is the foundation to everything, all the success that you might have. And as I said, we will be talking about
Yes, that, audience, you're going to have to come back next week and hear what we're talking about.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and when we come back, we'll finish the show. Stay with us. Welcome back. Nevada, one last thing that I'd like to ask you, and that is, could you give people out there in Radio Land your contact information so they can get in touch with you if they desire more information?
Yes, you can email me at Nevada_York@yahoo.com. Just send me a quick note, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or concerns you may have in regards to your writing.
Well, that's great. And we certainly look forward to next week when you will be giving us that foundation. And we really look forward to that. So that's all for now, but we have our virtual song coming up. Remember, there's always more good things coming your way.